National Federation of the Blind of Clark County February Meeting Minutes. February 19, 2011. Because of a technical glitch, the presidential release was not played. Mike and Les filled us in on the highlights of the release. The minutes were not read as the same technical glitch made them unavailable. New offices were reviewed. Les Fitzpatrick, President. Keekit, Vice President. Don Mitchell, Secretary. Connie Uterback, Treasurer. In all business, the topic of fundraising was discussed. An ice cream social was scheduled to be held at the Washington State School for the Blind on April 14 to familiarize the students with the NFB. The new policy of bringing food to the meetings for the enjoyment of the participants was discussed. Connie gave the treasurer's report. Current balance $1,925.12. It was moved and seconded that the treasurer's report be accepted. Motion carried. Connie volunteered to bring food to the March 19th meeting. Les will send out a reminder on the every mail list to remind the person who volunteered to bring the food. Betty gave a report on the Blind Driver Challenge and the Washington Seminar. Mark Riccobono, Mark Maurer, and Kevin Woolley trained to drive the car, and Mark Riccobono was selected because of his abilities. There was a congressman who was not in favor of the Blind Driver Challenge, but after the demonstration he was won over. Betty displayed a couple of commemorative coasters. At the Washington Seminar there were few congressmen or senators available, because they were all in their home districts. We don't just go to talk to the legislators, but to talk to the staffers. We can still talk to the legislators here in our state districts.
Page 2.
The Technology Bill of Rights is a change in view for the NFB, because technology is such a major part of our lives. It is difficult to adapt to the environment of technology, so we chosen to work to get some legislation to make technology more accessible. The second bill that was discussed concerns the education of the blind students in public school to make sure that blind students in public schools get the same quality education as their sighted cohorts. The third area concerned the Americans with Disabilities Act Business Opportunity Act. Give minorities the same opportunities as other people. This would be done through tax incentives. It would give the socially disadvantaged people opportunities to get loans. Much discussion took place concerning the philosophy behind these new regulations. Discussion of making a visit to our new congresswoman. Representatives are scheduled in our state for 2 weeks, and in D.C. for 2 weeks. We don't know the schedule at this time. Jack Straw is willing to do another concert on April 23 at McMinimum's at the Kennedy School. Bob asked for help with an information table at the venue. We need to begin to line up volunteers for the amphitheater this summer. Further discussion took place about whether Paula feels the assistance of the NFB in working with the Disabled Students Services at Washington State. Bob will talk to Paula and see if she feels we could be a help. The WSSB Ice Cream Social will take place on April 14 at 6:30 the Rec Center. We decided to buy vanilla chocolate and toppings. Bob suggested that we look for corporate sponsors for our appreciation dinner. A discussion on building the chapter then took place. Discussed having cards made to pass out to people we meet who might be possible members. Motion was made to have some cards made to hand out to people. Les was volunteered to get the cards made. The next coming social on March 19th was discussed. It was determined to have the social after the meeting and buy pizza to eat after the meeting. Connie will order the pizza when we see how many people show up. Members will pay $5.00 to the chapter and will invite guests and pay their $5. The chapter will pay any extra costs. Key discussed the possibility of having a future social at the community room at the Pythian. The meeting was then adjourned.